away we go. Scott Spears here with you on a Getaway Friday, February 5th, 2021. 16 minutes past the hour, and it is now time for one of your favorites, The Family Feud, here on WWGH Radio. And we're going to kick it off with a very fun category. We've actually got two fun categories today, so I hope this hour we're able to get through both categories. We'll see how good you are this morning. All right, let's see here. First category has six big answers. Six big answers. Now, this is, after some of the things we talked about this morning, this is kind of an interesting topic. But here, or an interesting category, I should say. Here's the category. If you owned a handgun, name a place where you would keep it. Six big answers. If you owned a handgun, name a place where you would keep it. Six answers on the board here. If you owned a handgun, where would you keep it? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
In a holster.
In a holster. Let me see here. No holster on the category.
Boy.
I know, right off the bat. No holster on the list. If you owned a handgun, name a place where you would keep it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you owned a handgun, where would you keep it? Six answers on the board. Go ahead, caller.
In your closet.
In your closet. Closet is the number one answer. You got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Closet is the number one answer. If you owned a handgun, where would you keep it? Closet, the number one answer. Still five more answers on the board. Go ahead, caller.
How about a gun safe?
A gun safe. Let's see here. I don't have a safe on here, but there's something similar to a safe.
Okay.
Keep thinking.
All right.
Okay. Not a safe. The word safe is not on my list, but it's something similar to a safe. Let's put it that way. So, if you owned a handgun, name a place where you would keep it. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
What about under your pillow?
Under your pillow. You know what? That is the number six answer on the list, but that is the strangest thing.
I just said that because that's what they do in the movies.
Yeah, but who in the world is going to put a loaded gun under their pillow?
Well, what good's it going to do you if it's halfway across the room in the door somewhere and the bullets are on the other side of the room in another door somewhere and then somebody comes busting up in there?
Yeah, but what if nobody comes busting up in there and you get the hiccups and blow your head off in the middle of the night?
Well, I don't know.
Is that just life?
I mean,
wouldn't it be better to put it on? Wouldn't it be better to put it someplace within arm's reach? Maybe not under your pillow.
I don't know. Like I said, I just how I came up with my answers because I've seen that in the movies. Haven't you ever saw that in the movies?
Well,
you have.
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to think if I've ever seen a movie where it's under the pillow. But I guess putting it under the pillow, the idea is that way nobody will see it. But if somebody's up on you and you're in bed and they've got a gun, I think the least of your troubles is hiding your gun.
I'm a light sleeper, so I would probably hear a mouse tiptoe across my bedroom floor.
Well, see, that's what you want. I mean, when the window's being broken or the front door's being knocked down, that's when you want to know that they're in the house.
My dogs would get them before I'd have to worry about it.
Well, see, but would you put it under your pillow? I can see in the closet, but under the pillow? I don't know about that.
I wouldn't, no. I would probably do, like, maybe a nightstand or something.
Well, I don't know. I just think the pillow.
I wonder if most people would even have enough guts to use it. You might get so scared you wouldn't even, you know, you see that a lot in the movies, too. You're sitting there watching that movie, your popcorn, you're saying, shoot him, shoot him, shoot him, and the people, like, freeze up.
Well, I think it's because you really don't want to shoot anybody. I think that's the, you know, if you've never shot anybody, which I don't think most people have, you probably don't want to.
Yeah, but if it's a me or you situation, I mean.
But do you ever really know? I mean, that's the problem. Do you ever?
Do you ever know what?
Do you ever really know if they're there to kill you? I mean, it's not like.
Well, at 3 a.m. when I'm wearing my nightgown, sound asleep, I ain't going to take the time to figure out. If you bust it up in there, I'm going to assume you're not there to sell me Avon.
Let me give you an example. Let's say a 14-year-old kid is over playing with your kids during the day, and they see something in your house that they want, and they come back at 4 o'clock in the morning, and they bust in to get that thing. Now they're not armed, but you don't know it's them. And you don't know why they're there. Now, they're not there to kill you, so it's not me or you, but you might think it's me or you because you don't know it's them. It's dark, and they just broke in your house. Now, I think that's what goes through people's mind.
Mm.
Or is it one of their kids? I mean, if you've got kids who sleep in different bedrooms and you're hearing things getting knocked over, how do you know it's not somebody else in your house?
Those are all tough questions. So you just think no one should ever have a gun or...
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if you're asking me why I think people don't use them, I don't think it... It's not like the guy...
I mean, like, you could have a gun and it could be loaded and somebody bust up in there and you don't know them and they're there to, like, do you bodily harm. And
see, but
I'm saying some people just get scared, you know? Like, they just freeze up in the movies.
But by the time you know that, isn't it already past the point where you can shoot them? If you know they're there to do you bodily harm and they've got a weapon, haven't we already passed the point where you're able to shoot them? If you figured that out.
I would like to think that people would be responsible with their weapons, you know, like you wouldn't just go firing it off just for the, you know, without really knowing what's going on. But I'm saying, here's the scenario that I was talking about. Like, if you're laying there on logs, minding your own business, and it's the middle of the night, getting your beauty rest, you know, that's where we're at, and here comes someone, you know, you open your eyes, and there's someone standing, like, over top of you, or they're, like, letting their stuff in your bedroom door, or whatever, and don't act like this couldn't happen, because you know it could. If I reached over, and I could get my hands on a gun, and I'm going to blow their head off, but they're going to rape me or something, bye-bye, birdie.
Well, but if they're standing over you, do you think they're going to let you get the gun?
Well, because maybe they're not, like, directly over top of you just yet. Like, maybe they just walked into your room.
But how do you know what they're there for?
If I don't know you, and it's the middle of the night, you're in my bedroom, I don't make no never mind to me.
Here's the question I have. When you're sawing those logs, do you keep the saw under your pillow with the gun?
Bye, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Under your pillow. All right. 740-383-9944. Okay, we got two of them. If you own a handgun, where would you keep it? 740-383-9944. Number one is the closet. Number six is under your pillow. What are the other answers here? 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on calling back in. 740-383-9944. If you owned a handgun, where would you keep it? Five answers left. Go ahead, caller.
Under your mattress.
Under your mattress. Let's see here. You know, under the bed. Yeah, that's number four on the list.
Okey-doke.
Thank you. Under the bed. Number four on the list today. If you owned a handgun, where would you keep it? 740-383-9944. Do we have any other answers coming down the pike? Go ahead, caller.
A gun rack.
No gun rack on the list. Gun rack does not make the list. We've got in the closet, under the bed, and under the pillow. But there are still three answers left. If you owned a handgun, where would you keep it? 740-383-9944. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about a dresser drawer?
Let's see here. In a drawer. Yes, number five on the list. Thank you. In a drawer ranks in at number five on the list. So we've got closet, under the bed, in a drawer, and under the pillow. If you owned a handgun, where would you keep it? 740-383-9944, 27 minutes past the hour, and two answers left on the list. Now remember, earlier on, somebody said a safe. And I said safe is kind of close to one of these answers that we still have not gotten yet. If you owned a handgun, where would you keep it? Go ahead, caller.
How about a lockbox?
Let's see here. Lock cabinet. Yeah, I'll go with that. Lock cabinet's number two on the list.
Okie doke.
Thank you. Locked cabinet is what I was saying was pretty close to safe. That ranks in at number two on the list. So we've got closet, locked cabinet, under the bed, in a drawer, and under the pillow, still one answer left. If you owned a handgun, where would you keep it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 28 minutes past the hour. Closet, locked cabinet, under the bed, in a drawer, under the pillow. Those have all been taken, but there is one answer left on the list. If you owned a handgun, where would you keep it? What is the final answer? Number three on the big list here today. Any other ideas where you would keep this handgun? Closet, cabinet, bed, in a drawer, under a pillow? What are we missing? 29 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what the final answer might be? If you owned a handgun, tell me a place where you would keep it. Maybe we've guessed them all. No guesses remain in this category. You know, somebody said this earlier on. Somebody who made another guess said this. Does anybody know what the final answer is? There's a big hint for you. Somebody mentioned it earlier, but it wasn't their guess. They mentioned it in passing. Go ahead, caller.
In your boot?
Not in your boot, but a good guess. Not in your boot. All right, we're going to break for 1 minute. Back in 60 seconds. Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears back with you here. Family Feud category. If you owned a handgun, where would you keep it? Go ahead, caller.
How you doing, buddy? Hey, I couldn't call you earlier about this immigration.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. You know, there's a lot of people out there, and that's including Marion. You know, they don't think these immigration people should be over here. How many people in Marion are immigrants? Their ancestors were immigrants. Okay? And they talk about people being on food stamps. Okay? And things like this. How many of them people that you talked to actually was on food stamps at one time in their life and got help from food stamps from the government? I mean, they kick these immigrants, and all these immigrants, all they want is help. Just like during the Second World War, they brought the immigrants over from Europe. Okay, they brought them to New York. They lived on the streets. They lived anywhere they could live because all they wanted to be was free. Free. That's the name, free. I mean, you know, and these people are hungry, not for food, but for freedom. Just like, okay, this one lady said about Biden. Okay, leave them children right now in Mexico in behind cages. Let's talk about that. Look how many of them kids that have been abused by the American people. They're supposed to be American. Look how many of them children were abused by them. Okay? And Trump put them in there, okay? Why? No one knows. No one knows today. And they don't even know where their families are at. What are we going to do about that? Can you give me an answer on that?
Well, it's an interesting question because I don't really know what went on down there at the border, and I don't know why measures were taken that were. I just know, like I said, speaking in Marion, for a long, I don't think it's going on now, but there was a plant here for a long time, big plant, that had a lot of employees, and I knew, and everybody who worked there knew. And it, I mean, even the school, Fair Park School, was still standing at that time. They had to hire a bilingual teacher to teach a lot of these kids because so many were living in the Fair Park District because their parents were working at this business. Now, why they... I think eventually they got raided by immigration, but it took a...
I'm not telling you that yet. Okay, who do you think built them houses over in Fair Park? Immigrants. Okay? Immigrants built those homes over there. They're the ones that Mexicans, you know, all sorts of Mexicans worked over there. I even worked over there. I've been in there for several years, okay? Even I worked there. I worked with a lot of them.
Oh, so you worked at that plant?
Yes.
Okay, now this is a good... Okay, without saying the plant's name, because I think everybody knew, how many people would you say knew that was going on?
In Marion?
Yeah.
About 95% of Marion.
Right. So, how long would you say it went on?
Well, I went on for several years. Because I went on even when Mayor Kellogg was in office.
Right.
And, I mean, that was going on for years. See, that's all. I've been in Marion for a good many years now.
So, when you worked there, how many... Just a guess, this would be, how many illegal immigrants would you say were working there?
Oh, well, there was a lot because they would come in and raid the place every now and then.
They would come in and raid the place?
Oh, yeah, they'd raid them. And they'd take the immigrants out. And then a few days later, they'd be back there working.
So who came in and took them out?
The federal government.
The government. Now,
yes.
So, how did the immigrants ever say how they were getting back in a couple days?
No, they never said.
But would you say there were probably at least 50 of them working there at any given time?
More than that.
So it went on for years. Now, how was it, like the local police, the local sheriffs, how did they not know this was going on?
They knew it was going on.
So why weren't the management at that place, why were they never arrested for hiring them?
Money. If you got money, son, you can get away with a lot of stuff. Look at President Trump.
Well, it was an interest. I always was baffled by that because I mean, if I knew it was going on and I never worked there a day in my life.
Okay. Okay. My question. Okay. You remember Buckeye Ham?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. How many of them did you think worked there?
Oh, quite a few.
That's right. I worked there for years. They might have had maybe 25 employees. Well, matter of fact, they got raided and they had to shut the place down because they come in and raided the place. And they had 3 busloads of immigrants, Mexicans.
So why does it continue to go on? See, that's what I don't get. You can come and get the immigrants, which, you know, I guess if people want to blame them, that's okay. But why don't they ever cart off the management or the people who hired them?
Money.
Well,
money.
That's a problem.
It's all got to do with money. Okay. Now, okay, just look at it like this, okay? Okay. I'm making this amount, okay, and they can hire 3 of them, but they're paying me, okay, and do the same job, because all them people want is to make a living. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the problem that I think... I think people think that the immigrant is living very well, but they pay them very poorly.
They do! But see, if you look, if you go by there, okay, they'll get, okay, let's say Mexicans, okay? Just for that, because a lot of people, they don't like the Mexican. I don't know why, but they don't. They'll get about 5 or 6 families, and they all live in one house. They have to because of the money they're making. They're not making good money. So, you know, they gotta get together. So they can make it.
Well, it's just, it's unfortunate because the term says it, illegal immigrant. And
right.
It is illegal to hire an immigrant who's illegal. So that's what I have never understood is why the law enforcement, who's here to enforce the laws, and Marion's not the only place it goes on, but why these people are never charged. Why? And I'm not, because I don't know that it's going on today. To be honest with you.
But you know as well as I do, stuff like that's going on all the time.
Well, I don't think it's going on in Marion right now to that.
No, I'm not talking about Marion.
Yeah.
Marion's a clean town. Don't get me wrong. Marion's a good town. I love Marion. I lived in Marion most of my life, okay? I do whatever I can for Marion. But what gets me is people, when they get to talk about these immigrants, you know what I mean? And all they want is a chance to make a living. And they talk like they're taking food out of their mouth, and they're not. Well, that girl goes in there, and she pays $400 for food, okay? And that other person, you know, she's standing there, okay, and she's only got one shopping cart. Maybe that person got 5 or 6 kids. You know what I mean? Or something. I don't know.
Well, that years ago, the community action here in Marion is where you would get the food card. And we had this discussion for years and years about illegal immigrants getting the food card. And I called community action, the director, and I said, if I don't have a Social Security card, can I qualify for food stamps? And they said no. So I don't know. See, here's what I think is happening. I think that the illegal immigrants might be dating or married to people who have the food card, who are, I mean, you know, when you see a lot of these people...
I agree with that.
I don't think that an illegal immigrant could go to community action here in Marion and get a food card without a Social Security number.
No. You gotta have a Social Security card. You got all this identification and everything.
Right.
I mean, to get help. So, either that person, if it's an illegal alien... that person filed for food stamp, and you know what I mean, or whatever. I mean, and that's from the government. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If that person's doing it, that's from the government. You can't blame the immigrant for that. You blame the person that's doing it.
Well, yeah.
I have nothing against immigrants, okay? My family, they came from the old, from Germany, you know what I mean? And Italy, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? But the people of the, you know, people of the United States got to wake up, okay? This country was founded on immigrants. And people come over on the Mayflower were immigrants. Okay? The only true American is the Indian. Okay, now you tell me. I mean, you know, all the people that come to the United States are mostly immigrants. They call themselves Americans because they got a Social Security card that says they are. Now, you see what I mean?
Well, it's certainly a point taken, and I'm certainly glad you called in. And if you hear anything else you want to chime in on, please call back.
Man, I called you earlier when that lady was talking, but I was busy. You know, I was doing some stuff, and more I heard about it, the matter I got. So
well,
I had to call you.
Maybe she's out there listening, and she might have a rejoinder to this. So keep listening and see what you hear.
Well, I do listen to you. I do listen to this all the time.
Well, I appreciate that. Appreciate it.
But today, people are looking at the Republicans or Democrats. Okay? I'm independent. Okay? I look at it all before I vote. You know what I mean? And I pick the right person who I think is right. Okay? I mean, you know, I don't go for all this other crap they're doing. But I think the man that's in there right now, Joe Biden, I think he's doing a wonderful job giving the man a chance to show himself. And you people out here, while you're cussing him out or whatever they're doing, the man's trying to get him $1,400 a stimulus check. But they'll take the stimulus check, but they'll go in there and say, hey, you know, the man gave me $1,400, but they won't buy him on the back for it. You know what I mean?
It's a big question. It's certainly we're coming up on a break here, but
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm getting involved in this.
No, thanks for calling. Call back in anytime.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We're coming up on a break here in 60 seconds. But opinions are always welcome, even when we're doing the Family Feud here, because, you know, people are busy. And when you get busy doing something, you can't always call in right at that moment. And if somebody would like to get back on that subject and respond to the gentleman who just called in, the phone lines are open now, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Interesting perspectives here this morning on WWGH Radio, but that's what we're all about. Everybody deserves
Kid,
to
did you know President Harding's dog, Laddie Boy, had a gold collar?
That's not so unusual.
Really?
No, he had a golden collar. I have a golden voice. Tomato, tomato.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears back with you here, 46 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, 740-383-9944. Now, the category in the Family Feud right now is, if you owned a handgun, where would you keep it? Number one is the closet. Number two is a locked cabinet. Number four is under the bed. Number five is in a drawer. Number six is under the pillow. What's the one answer we're missing here? Go ahead, caller.
I would give it away. No, what I wanted to call about is the short time I knew Leroy Jenkins by living in Delaware.
Oh.
And I found him to be very generous and a heart of gold.
What did you make of his abilities?
Well, he bowled me over one time when I went to the service in Delaware. And it was genuine because I had no control over it. And he was a good friend of my son's. And he and his daughter and son-in-law and granddaughter and my son and his wife and myself went to Cancun.
Oh.
And there was a fella on board the ship that we had taken a short trip to a neighboring island. I can't remember what it was now. But a fella got sick on board, and he couldn't go ashore. And so that his family could go ashore, he stayed on the boat with the sick fella. And that's when I thought, well, maybe he is genuine. He's got a heart of gold. I could see that.
Well, you know
but,
what? When I
wouldn't be interested in knowing, though, but he made great biscuits and gravy.
Well, I'll tell you about him. The interesting thing was that I said I interviewed him on the phone probably four or five times, and I interviewed him in person here in Marion. Long interview, like an hour and a half. In person once. And I did go to his revival because he invited me and he did the interview, so I decided I would go. And what I found about him was that I don't know about his past, you know, the prison, the arson, the marrying the older ladies who had money. I don't know about all the holy water that had something in it that was making people sick. I don't know about all that. But I do know, I'll tell this story while you're on the air, because this was interesting. The day we were doing the interview, we did it over at the Old Hog Rec Center there on Main Street. And it was in the newspaper that I was going to be interviewing him because we thought we'd bring in an audience because a lot of people like to see him. So this gentleman comes over. I was the first one there setting up the equipment. This gentleman comes over probably 2 hours before we're going to start doing the interview, and he was worried about cost getting in to see the interview because he wanted to see Reverend Jenkins. And I said, well, there is no cost. It's just he's not going to be here for 2 hours. So, and I could tell he was downtrodden, didn't have much money. He walked over, and I said, just come back in a couple hours, you know, no need to stand out here in the cold, and it'll be free. So he comes back, and other people were there to watch this. He comes back for the interview, the studio audience, and at the end, we had a question and answer period, and this man stood up and asked the Reverend Jenkins. I found out why he was there. This man had cancer. And I don't think he said where the cancer was, but he had cancer. And he broke down in tears. You know, he wanted help. And the Reverend did pray for him, if I remember right. And the Reverend did say something to him. Now, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to the gentleman. And I don't know what happened, you know. All I know is that the guy believed in him, and the Reverend did make him feel better that day. Now, I don't know if that's good or that's bad, but he was nice to people. He was nice to me. I mean, he was not a rude man.
No, he was not.
But I think the things he did sometimes get wrapped up if you don't know him. I think that was the problem.
That's true. Everybody doesn't know him personally, of course, but I had a friend before I knew Leroy. He liked to be called Leroy and not Leroy.
He was particular about that.
Yes, he was. And she believed in him that he had saved her daughter. So well, there are some people who have a reason to believe that, I guess.
There, and you know, and I've met him, and they say he did. But you know, I just don't know. I know that his revival that I went to was certainly more showy. Then, you know, he had the sparkling coat on, and there was singing involved, and...
Oh, yes.
You know, it was a show. But I don't know, you know, who's to say? I can't say about psychics. I can't say about hypnotists. I can't say about faith healers. I don't know. But I just know that they certainly ran him out of Delaware.
Yes, they did. And my experience with him was genuine in that... I could see what he had done to help people along the way, you know, that couldn't, like the man that got sick on the boat and couldn't go ashore. So he stayed there with him the whole time, and I thought, well, yeah, it's got a heart of gold.
Yeah, well, it's, why, thank you for sharing your experience. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. There we go. Those are very important stories to get on the record because the Reverend is no longer with us. And yes, his name, he was very particular about that. That was one thing he was particular about. Didn't like to be called Leroy Jenkins. The Reverend Leroy Jenkins is what he wanted to be called. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, the one question left. In our family feud, we've got one answer left here. If you owned a handgun, name a place where you would keep it. Now, number one is the closet. Number two is a locked cabinet. Number four is under the bed. Number five is in a drawer. Number six is under the pillow. But what is the number three answer? Now, somebody said it earlier, but they did not say it as a guess. They guessed, and then they said something else. So let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
On a shelf.
Not on a shelf, but that's a good guess. Not on a shelf. But somebody did say the answer earlier on, but it was not on a shelf. They said it as they were talking, but I don't think they gave it as a guess. So a place where you would keep your handgun. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
In my purse?
Not in a purse. Good guess, though. Not in the purse. Where would you keep this handgun? It's an interesting topic, I'll say that. We've got closet, we've got locked cabinet, we've got under the bed, we've got in a drawer, we've got under a pillow. And as I say, the final answer was guessed earlier. We just, it was in a mix-up. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, on your bedside nightstand.
That was it. The bedside nightstand. That's the guess we had earlier. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yes, it was the nightstand. So the question was, or the category was, if you owned a handgun, name a place where you would keep it. It is closet, locked cabinet, nightstand, under the bed, in a drawer, and under the pillow. Those are the answers. 54 minutes past the hour, 6 minutes till the top of the hour. Now, we have had a lot of calls this morning that didn't have to do with Family Feud, so we got through our Family Feud. We got 6 minutes left in this hour. Does anybody want to call in and say anything else about what we've talked about this morning? I'll be on through 1 o'clock today, but we've got 6 minutes left in this hour. We've talked about immigration. We talked about the food card. We talked about the Reverend Leroy Jenkins, have had a lot of stories there. We've talked about the White Lily Chapel in Ashley, Ohio. If there's anything anybody wants to say about what's been said, I want to give people the chance to buzz in right now in the remaining 6 minutes we have left in this particular hour, in this particular segment. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything else to say in the remaining 5 minutes of this particular program? Heavens knows a lot has been said, and that is always interesting. Interesting the things you learn. But you've heard what people have had to say. Is there anything anybody or anything anybody wants to add to what has been said this morning? A lot of heavy topics over the last 3 hours, but that's good because we all get opinions in. And, you know, opinions come together, and maybe one day we'll solve all these problems. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. 5 minutes left. If you've got anything to say on anything we've talked about this morning, or if you have any questions in general, feel free to buzz in. This is your time. 740-383-9944. As the time ticks away, 56 minutes past the hour. But, you know, differing opinions are good. Differing opinions give us all sides of a particular matter, subject, topic. So, here we are. Last chance this hour to call in and get your opinion in on anything you've heard this morning. 740-383-9944. A lot of stuff going on in the world. I appreciate the opinions that come in. And hopefully we do get another one here before the top of the hour. I like hearing what people have to say. I think that listening is the best thing we can do. You know, you've got to walk your talk. And listening to what somebody else has to say is what we all need to do a little more of. We're all so quick to cut people off and butt in and do our thing. But sometimes we just got to learn to listen to the other person. That's always of paramount importance, to be honest. And the conversations this morning have been great, and I've appreciated them for the last 3 hours. And still 2 more hours to go this morning, and that will be a lot of fun as well here on the station. Now remember, we have all kinds of programming all week here on the station. Monday through Friday, I'm on the air from 8:10 until 10 a.m. Then on Monday, we've got Monday and Tuesday, we've got Linda Sims from 4:10 p.m. till 5 p.m. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp Monday from 10:10 a.m. until 11 a.m. Mike Wilson's show on Monday from 5:10 p.m. till 6 p.m. Then we've got Nate Redman, Offbeat News and Trivia. On Wednesday from 4:10 p.m. to 5 p.m., we've got the Pastor Spot coming up here with Pastor Steve Whitaker. Fridays, 11:10 a.m. until 12 p.m., and a whole lot of other offerings throughout the week here on this station. Now, remember, we are streaming live on the net. Somebody called in yesterday and asked about that. WWGH1071.com, or you can download the free TuneIn app from your app store, absolutely free. Tune in and search WWGH, and you can listen on any mobile device, any really tablet or anything you have. You can hear us anywhere in the world, WWGH Radio. And remember, our address is here if you ever wanted to send us a letter, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That is the address. And we do get letters from time to time, and that's always a lot of fun. We read your mail and answer it if need be. All right, we're going to take a quick break here for news and weather and all kinds of other interesting stuff and be back with Pastor Steve Whitaker and the Pastor Spot at 11:15. Don't you dare go anywhere. Stay tuned. WWGH1071.com. Here on the radio. 7.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Here we go. It's announcement time.
I want to write myself on an independent ticket and run for